ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The UN Secretary General says 196 aid workers have been killed in the Israel-Hamas war. That's after seven members working for the World Central Kitchen were killed by an Israeli strike. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby said,
"We were outraged to learn of an IDF strike that killed a number of civilian humanitarian workers yesterday from the World Central Kitchen, which has been relentless in working to get food to those who are hungry in Gaza and, quite frankly, around the world."
Israel's promised to investigate. President Biden spoke by phone with Chinese President Xi Jinping. The White House said the call was candid and constructive, and the two discussed Taiwan, artificial intelligence, and security issues. Wisconsin's Democratic governor vetoed a bill that would have banned transgender athletes from competing on high school teams that align with their gender identity. And there's been a day-long sell-off on Wall Street. The Dow is down more than 400 points. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Today is primary election day in Wisconsin. President Biden and Donald Trump have already clinched their party's nominations. There are two constitutional amendments on the ballot today. One question asks about banning private donations for election operations. The other seeks to define who can work on elections. The polls are open until 8 tonight. Donald Trump campaigns in Green Bay today, weather permitting, his first stop in Wisconsin since clinching the Republican nomination for president. Spokesperson Caroline Levitt tells WISN-TV's Up Front, election integrity is a priority.
"We have a great new partnership now with the Republican National Committee, great leadership there, that will be focusing on election integrity. It's an incredibly important issue."
President Biden campaigns in Madison on Monday. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
With news from the center, I'm Joanne Krulatz. There are a number of write-in opportunities on the ballot in the area, including for Richland Center City Council District 1, Wards 1, 2, and 3, where Ron Fruit is an official write-in candidate. Four seats on the Richland County Board will be elected by write-in. They are District 7, 9, 12, and 20. There are two official write-in candidates registered. They are Elaine Hendricks for District 7 and Mark Gill in District 9. In the Richland School District Area 1 East will be filled by write-in. Lee Van Landite is an official write-in candidate for that seat. There are also two proposed amendments to the state constitution. According to Wisconsin Watch, the amendments could reshape how elections are run in the state. The first question seeks to prohibit the use of private grants or cash donations for election costs. The second question seeks to restrict election-related tasks to election officials only. The polls are now open and will remain open till 8 o'clock tonight, and we will have election coverage for you tonight until 11 o'clock.
The Todd Alba Show.
Former state senator and majority leader in the state Senate, Dale Schultz.
Legislators aren't doing their job. But what I would ask all the listeners is, have you taken stock in your legislator? Do they really deserve to be there? Do they really want to be there? In a polite way, ask them to come and share a vision, listen to you, and say we want regular communication. And I think if we do that, the system will serve us very well.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
It's opening day. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers' home opener today, Milwaukee's new right-hand pitcher Jacob Junis against the Twins' Louis Varlin. Baseball analyst Tim Dillard on the new Brewers' manager Pat Murphy after sweeping the Mets.
I really loved what Pat Murphy said after the game. And they said, "What do you think about the Twins? How are you preparing?" Murphy takes about 30 seconds to talk about his family. And I know that doesn't seem like a big deal, but what that does, it says, listen, we're going to focus on the team that's coming in, or we're going to play when the time is right. We're not going to sit there and look too far in the future. He's a very moment-to-moment type of manager, and that kind of keeps players loose.
How do the players feel about Pat Murphy? Shortstop Willie Adames.
Yeah, I mean, he's in a pretty good spot. I mean, the whole spring training, he was always, you know, just being confident and just being a good manager, you know, being there for the guys. And I think this is a pretty good series to start the year for him.
That's Brewers shortstop Willie Adames. With sports from American Family Field in Milwaukee, I'm Mike Clemens.
The
The wintry mix flips to all snow after 4. It could be heavy at times, putting down around 1 to 2 inches before dark. As it continues to snow overnight, another 2 to 5 inches will fall. The bigger concern is the growing winds that'll be whipping up to 40 miles per hour by tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 34 degrees.
Earl Ingram.
Let's talk a little bit about what public education did to move this nation forward and continues to do, even though it's under assault.
The one place where we get to live out and practice what it means to be a citizen in a democratic institution. The attacks on public education are really attacks on democracy.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
Up Wisconsin. Happy Election Day, everyone. I hope you're out there dealing with the somewhat inclement weather and getting into the voting booth. I was number 7 this morning at my polling place. Had a bright and early morning. We've got some of the candidates that will be joining us in the studio today. You're not going to want to miss a second of that. And of course, it wouldn't be opening day in Wisconsin without totally bogus weather that puts an absolute and literal damp, wet towel on everybody's tailgating and opening day celebration. I really got a big kick out of watching and listening to the Brewers' first 3 games against the Mets. Really enjoyed the controversy with the bench clearing and, of course, Hoskins getting nearly beaned, the suspension of the Mets manager, and then, of course, the sweep that occurred in New York. A really good start for the Brewers, I think, surprising a lot of folks. I really got a big kick out of watching it. Fun way to start the season off. We'll see what they do today. Hope you're staying warm and dry out there if you are hanging out in and around Miller Park. I know Anya and I hit a little traffic coming in from the downtown area. So drive safely, folks. Give everybody a lot of space as we navigate around the city this big election day and opening day. I mean, what else can we cram into a Tuesday here in Wisconsin? But I wanted to start totally off politics. We need a little breather. Many of you, if you're regular listeners, know that I'm an old has-been athlete. And back in the day, played a lot of basketball, played college rugby. I've boxed. What else? Softball, volleyball. You know, lob one up there. I've probably done a little bit of it. But played a lot of basketball. That was really my first love because I'm a ginormous person, 6 foot tall, with my bare feet. So played a lot of hoops growing up, and really it was my first love. And I have to tell you, Anya, watching what is going on in the NCAA women's basketball tournament and what is happening in women's basketball overall is just nothing short of miraculous for me. And I think so many female athletes out there are just so excited to watch. Frankly, the women's basketball tournament has been much more interesting to me than the men's thus far. Also, I mean, big shout out to NC State. Got both their men's and women's teams getting really deep in the tournament. Heartbreaking to see Marquette, my alma mater, lose to NC State. But man, I figured they must have tightened the rims down in Dallas for that men's Elite Eight game. Marquette couldn't hit a darn thing, only to be outdone in their poor shooting. I believe it was Arizona the next day, had 30 points scored on them without a single response basket. Anyways, I'm a big basketball junkie, been watching a lot of it. If you haven't been paying attention, how big is the rock that you're living under? Because Caitlin Clark, breakout star of Iowa women's basketball, has been breaking almost every conceivable women's basketball record. It was just incredible. And last night had two back-to-back games that had me shouting at the TV and just having a hell of a good time. It was the NC2A finals from last year, a matchup again with LSU Tigers, coached by the very controversial Kim Mulkey, against the Iowa Hawkeyes. Last year, LSU came out on top, led by Angel Reese, breakout star. This year, Caitlin Clark and her Iowa Hawkeyes coming out on top and headed to the Final Four. That game was then followed up by the USC-UConn matchup. USC hasn't been in the Final Four since Cheryl Miller was schooling everybody about how to play basketball back in the day. I'm a huge Cheryl Miller fan. She, if you don't know Cheryl Miller, she's the older sister of NBA superstar Reggie Miller. He has said in interview after interview that Cheryl Miller was, that his sister Cheryl was basically a better basketball player than Reg was. And if you know Reggie Miller's storied history in the NBA, that is really saying something. Cheryl Miller played for USC, led them to two back-to-back NCAA championships in 1983 and 1984. Boy, it was great to see the Trojans back out on the floor battling for a slot in the Final Four, led by Juju Watkins. Man, I thought I had my bun game on point. But Juju Watkins, if you don't know her, she has the bun game and the ball game on point all the time. I don't know what Juju can't do. She's an incredible defender, incredible lateral movement, great body control when she goes up for jump shots, all kinds of finger rolls. Again, just really fun to watch her play basketball. And she is a freshman, folks. So USC basketball is here to stay, at least while Juju is around. She's been complimented by an incredible team, pretty young coach at USC as well. They were playing the UConn, I'm going to blank on the mascot. I believe UConn Timberwolves, UConn Wolves. Anyways, they were playing UConn. Basically, UConn has like a gold pass to the Final Four. I mean, their coach for UConn has been there for 39 years. He's been coaching the University of Connecticut women's basketball. One of the winningest coaches in NC2A women's history, basketball history. And again, UConn put on an incredible display last night, led by Paige Bueckers. Really just dynamic, exciting, engaging basketball. Here's what, if you haven't checked out any of that coverage or any of those games, go check it out. Because the thing to me that was almost as enjoyable as the games themselves was the commentary on ESPN. It was three women giving commentary: Elle Duncan, Chynea Gamica, and Andrea Carter. And they were awesome. It was so fun to watch women talking about women's basketball and doing so with so much enthusiasm and expertise. These women knew their stuff. The commentary was on point. So was the basketball. Again, those two games, I think, were two of the most dynamic, interesting, fun games of basketball that I have watched in a damn long time. If you missed it, go check out the highlight reels because you're missing something. Folks used to joke about, well, the WNBA, blah, 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 and, you know, insert all sorts of derogatory comments about women's basketball. That ain't the case anymore. With folks like Caitlin Clark, Paige Bueckers, Juju Watkins, Angel Reese, and this next crop of women coming on the heels of recently retired Sue Bird, one of the best point guards to ever play the game, the WNBA is where I think you actually see much more real basketball action. You can watch plays develop. You can actually watch defensive strategies. And guess what? They're running full tilt speed up and down the court. It's none of that NBA trotting. I don't know, what are they doing? I don't know. I just really enjoy the sport of women's basketball. It is really at its apex right now. I think only good things to come. I would highly encourage folks, if you got a WNBA team in that you are interested in, go get tickets. Go check that out. It's such a dynamic game, and it is a different game than what you're seeing in the men's NBA. I think there's a lot more ego. I think there's a lot more ego management. all that kind of thing. Whereas the women's game is really played by teams. You can see that in both the offensive and defensive play calling. And again, just an absolute superstar lineup currently in the NBA. Of course, we've got Brittany Griner returning to the WNBA. So happy to see her back. Interesting note on Brittany Griner. She played for Kim Mulkey before Kim Mulkey moved to LSU. And one of the reasons that Kim Mulkey is so controversial is, well, she's kind of a jerk. I'll just say it. She's been quoted as saying all kinds of questionable things. She wants her players to look very ladylike and girly. She has been accused by some former players of having a real anti-gay bias, very explicitly. She has basically flaunted the fact, oh, I might have COVID, but I'm not going to get tested. This is Kim Mulkey, women's NCAA D1 college basketball coach. And here's the thing that I find most disturbing about Kim Mulkey as a coach. And that is when Brittany Griner, who helped lead Kim's former team to the NCAA championship, when Brittany Griner was in Russia, Coach Mulkey didn't say a damn thing about it. And Brittany Griner helped put Kim Mulkey on the map, so to speak. Kim's been a great coach. She gets great results. I'm not going to denigrate her as from a results perspective. But the how matters, and her how sucks. And the fact that you wouldn't even say one word of support for one of your standout, top-notch, probably top 10 players that she will ever have the privilege of coaching. You can't say one word of support about Brittany Griner when she's being held in some sort of bizarro Putin-American chess game in Russia for months and months is just below a standard of dignity and care for players that I think any NC2A coach should have. Shame on you, Kim Mulkey. I'll also say this about Kim. Coach Kim, last night in the interview following that LSU-Iowa Hawkeyes game, she basically went, well, they've got Caitlin Clark. How offensive to your women, your young women that play for you. If it was all about Caitlin Clark, then why did you have them busting their butts to try to win that game, coach? It was sort of a complete lack of any ownership, and it really denigrated the contributions and the incredible game those young women put out on the floor for the LSU Tigers. I think Kim Mulkey needs to have her contract revisited by LSU, because this is not how you lead. You take ownership and accountability. You call it the well-played game by the Iowa Hawkeyes. You give Caitlin Clark her due, but you don't say, oh, well, they have Caitlin Clark. She sucks. I'm just going to say it. Kim Mulkey, you suck. You wear very interesting clothes. I'll give you it's the
That's
best.
That's what I was going to say. That's the only reason I know the name Kim Mulkey is because I've looked up outfits. Yeah.
I mean, the woman has walked out onto basketball courts in head-to-toe sequins. If you haven't
tiger
seen
sequins.
Tiger suit sequins.
Which in heels.
It's a whole scene. It is a whole scene. Anyways, when we come back, we're going to be joined by two of my good friends, the gentlemen that are running for the city of Milwaukee's two top technocratic offices. And when I say technocrat, I say that with love and respect and fellowship, because I'm a big nerd. You're not going to want to miss our conversation. We're going to go deep, talk about Election Day, what we all should be looking for. I got Evan Goyke, current state rep, candidate for City of Milwaukee City Attorney, coming up next, as well as Bill Christensen, candidate for the City of Milwaukee Comptroller's Office. Don't worry if you don't live in Milwaukee. We're going to be talking about the big picture, folks. Keep it locked. I'm Maggie Dawn. You are listening to The Maggie Dawn Show. We'll be back with more in just a moment. If you've got questions for the gentleman, 855-75-CIVIC. 855-752-4842.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
Hey, pet parents. With Progressive's collision coverage, you get extra protection for your cat or dog, because there's nothing worse than seeing your pet hurt. Like when you see their face after accidentally stepping on their tail, and you say, I'm so sorry, Mr. Pickles. But as you kiss his nose and rub his little belly welly, you know Mr. Pickles is thinking, you betrayed me. Anywho, Progressive pays up to $1,000 in vet bills if your pet is injured in an auto accident. Learn more at progressive.com and watch where you step. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Collision coverage subject to policy terms. Not available in all states.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
Welcome back, Wisconsin. Happy Election Day. Happy Opening Day. It is the final countdown. I'm joined by two candidates for the top city offices, other than the mayor, who's going to cruise to re-election. I'll see you guys at Pottawatomie later. Little party. After your parties, hopefully celebrating victories, I am joined by State Representative Evan Goinke, current candidate for the city attorney.
Hi, Maggie.
Hey, good to have you back.
Good to be back. Good to be on this side of the table.
Yes!
We had a lot of callers last week when I was a guest host, and they were...
Love it.
Unanimously begging for you to come back.
Oh,
it was a tough experience.
I seriously doubt that. I listened to part of your show, not the whole thing, but you did an absolutely wonderful job. Thanks for doing that.
Thanks.
Sitting in the chair.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. And I'm also joined by Bill Christensen, candidate for the City of Milwaukee Comptroller. Welcome, Bill. Good to have you back.
Thank you, Maggie. Really appreciate you having me on.
Heck yeah. So it's funny, both of you gentlemen I texted with to see if you had some interest in joining me here on Election Day, and you both said basically the same thing. I'm a ball of nerves. Yes, have me on the radio. It'll give me something to do. How are you feeling this morning, Bill?
You know,
this afternoon, I guess. It's 2 o'clock.
I'm feeling better than I thought I would. I thought I would be that ball of nerves, but I'm actually feeling okay. I was a ball of nerves up until sometime last week, and then I'm like, you know what? I've done everything that I can do. Not that I like took the pedal off the floor, but I've done everything that I can do, and I'm ready to just see the results. I'm feeling good, but you know, we'll see how things go.
It's pretty incredible. People that haven't been boots on the ground or volunteered for campaigns, it is really, there's just a lot of blood, sweat, and tears and person hours that goes into campaigning. The lit drops, the first getting all the signatures to get on the ballot, all the legalities, all the rules, the fundraising, the phone calls. Evan, how are you feeling this afternoon? You ready for this to be over?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not sure what day it is.
It's Election Day Tuesday,
man, it is. I can't believe how calm Bill is. I've got all the anxiety for both of us. It was a great morning. I went to vote with my wife. We have our son who's about to be 3 years old, and we got to go he came with us, and it was a really cool, surreal experience. And similar to Bill, feel like we've run the race. We've done the work, hoping for good results. I'm really ready for like 2 hours after the results.
Yeah.
Ice, gin, tonic, a little lime. Put my feet up. I'm ready for a little relaxation. And you know, I just want to finish and say, you know, the scariest thing. I talk to candidates all the time. They want to run for whatever school board, all the way on up. And the first time I ever meet with candidates that run for the first time, is I say, remember, the worst thing that can happen to you is that you win.
Yeah.
Because the truth is, Bill, if we win tonight, you know, that's the beginning, not the end. So tomorrow we got to get to work.
Yeah, it's really, we can think of Donald Trump, not to make any comparison amongst you gentlemen and Donald Trump, but it was very clear in 2016, the guy had really did not think he was going to win. And all of a sudden it's like, oh gosh, I got what I wished for. Now what?
Right.
It's been, I think, a long road for both of you. There are very interesting elements of both of your races in terms of your opponents. Bill, you're running against a guy who ran for mayor some nearly 30 years ago. I remember it well. Who had a bit of controversy on an October surprise, took Mr. Grotz right out of the running. Were you surprised to see Greg throwing his hat in? I think everybody around the city was.
I mean, to be perfectly honest, when I found out who I was running against, I didn't know who he was. I've been around City Hall for 14 years, and yep. I didn't have. So I had to Google him, and yes. It was just interesting what came up. And that's all I would say about that. But, I mean, I think I've relied on, when I'm out campaigning, I talk about my experience.
Yes.
You know, I've been with the city for 14 years, all in public finance roles, certified public finance officer, currently the deputy comptroller. So when you talk about the surprise or, you know, yeah. like if you win, what are you going to do? And like, I know
go what the do job, my job. Is. Yes.
So I think that's, I'm ready. I'm ready to step
I'm
in.
Glad you can leave the crap talking to on-air radio pundits. I'll tell everybody what the controversy around Greg Grotz, who again ran for mayor against John Norquist about, I think it's 29 years ago. I can't get the date exactly right on you if you don't mind giving me a check on that. Greg Grotz, GRASCZ, ran against John Norquist, the mayor that preceded Tom Barrett, and basically was accused of sexual harassment and exposing himself about 2 weeks before the big mayoral runoff took Greg basically out of the running. It's interesting, some of the press coverage on your race, Bill, said nobody ever really got an answer following those allegations. Greg sort of just drifted off into the Netherlands. Not the country, but, you know, metaphorically. And there was no investigation. We never found out exactly what happened. He's denied, for the record, he's denied the allegations. I don't want to make any sorts of conclusory statements. It was an accusation, and there was never any fact finding that was public on that, and he denied those. But just really interesting to see somebody off the bench from those many decades ago coming up again. And Greg was never a government finance wonk by any right. stretch. So I'll leave it at that. It was a head scratcher to me.
Yeah, I would say the same. We've had a couple of candidate forums, and the one thing I've learned is, you know, he talks a lot about potholes and a lot about public safety and a lot about lowering taxes. And I mean, I'm very familiar with the budget process and with what the role of the comptroller is. And there's just no opportunity for the comptroller to determine how much gets spent on potholes versus bike lanes versus anything else. I mean, that's not what we do in that office. So something that I try to correct the record when I can. But, you know, that's only when we have the opportunity to sit next to each other and speak to people. We don't get that opportunity all the time. So I'm glad I have the opportunity now.
Well, heck yeah. And thanks, Anya. He ran in 1992. It's 32 years ago. So even more years than I tried to remember off the top of my head. You know, we talked, Bill, when you were first on the show, that what that demonstrates to me is that the person doesn't actually know what the job is. Right. Either they don't know what the job is, or they do know that the job has nothing to do with pothole policy. That you don't set public safety policy as the comptroller. Either they don't know, or worse, they do know, but what they're trying to do is sell people a bill of goods and some hocus pocus political mumbo jumbo to try to get a vote by describing what they can do inaccurately. So either you're intentionally misleading people, or you're a moron and don't actually understand what the job is. Either way, it's not a good look. My words, not Bill Christensen's. Evan, you also have an interesting opponent in your city attorney race, an incumbent. He's been on the job for 4 years. Again, highly controversial incumbent. How are you feeling about your chances?
I feel good. I feel confident. You know, we've both campaigned on a positive message of what we should do and what the office can do, but we've also sought accountability for what has happened over the last 3.5 years.
Yeah.
And if this is a referendum on Tierman Spencer's one and only term, I feel confident.
We're going to talk more with Evan Goyke, candidate for the City of Milwaukee City Attorney's Office, as well as Bill Christensen, candidate for the City of Milwaukee Comptroller's Office. Say that 5 times faster. Nobody can do it except for me. I'm Maggie Dawn. You are listening to The Maggie Dawn Show. You got questions for the gentleman? Hit us up. Phone lines are open. 855-75-CIVIC. That's 855-752-4842. Keep it locked. Your farm update is next.
I'm Earl, host of The Earl Ingram Show. Wednesday at 9 a.m., I'll be joined by Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action, only on Civic Media.
busted pencils. Fully leaded education talk.
And I can just now hear somebody going, it sounds like you guys are supporting public schools. They indoctrinate people. You know what? If they indoctrinate people towards democratic ideals, well, then I guess I'm an indoctrinator. You know, if you're not defending democracy, again, I'm concerned about what you really do support.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
It's spring, and a lot of critters that you've tried to keep out of your house are still trying to work their way back in. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food news on a Tuesday. Details on what critters are looking to get back in your home coming up next.
I look at this dairy cow, and again, it's the animal that I love. The things that this dairy cow can do and the way that she can produce milk, to me, there is no substitute for milk in the world. And to be able to keep cows and help cows produce that for people, to me, that's a privilege. I'm Dr. Bill Zimmer. Nutrition and microbials, commonly called probiotics. That's BioVet. Learn more at bio-vet.com.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
Springtime is the time for babies around Wisconsin, and that includes some of the critters that want to use your home and outbuilding as their nursery. Trisha Werner and her family operate Werner Pest Control in Seymour. She says springtime is an invitation for those critters to try to seek shelter with you.
Warm weather brings a lot of insects out. So you're dealing with anything from spiders to the box cellar bugs that have been hiding in your siding over winter. As far as rodents, you do see activity kind of pick up because they are now looking to reproduce and keep things going. So new this year, one of the things that we've been getting a lot of questions about is the box elder bugs and Asian beetles. With our unusual spring weather we've been dealing with, people have been seeing them come out more already than what they normally would because of the up and down temperatures.
Trisha Werner with Werner Pest Control says one of the advice pieces she leaves with homeowners is once those insects or critters exit your home or outbuildings, make sure that you're circling back around to button everything up so they don't come back.
This is Mike.
Hey.
He's getting a quick haircut at the local barber school.
It's only $5. How bad can it? Oh!
Yikes. Don't be like Mike when it comes to weed control. Get the job done right the first time and plan ahead with Status Herbicide. It delivers elite corn safety and reliable performance, so you don't have to deal with more problems than you bargained for.
No!
Status Herbicide from BASF. Always read and follow label directions.
And today, the Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection, as well as our Wisconsin State Veterinarian, visiting with the media to update us on highly pathogenic avian influenza in dairy cattle. Wall Street Journal reported that a person in Texas tested positive for avian influenza after exposure to dairy cattle presumed to be infected with high-path bird flu. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention confirmed it on Monday. More details on how Wisconsin is protecting itself later today. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.
Snow is striking and could be heavy at times and even mixed with a little rain, too. Quick accumulations of 2 to 5 inches is possible before the sun sets and the snow continues overnight, putting down another 2 to 5 inches as it continues through Wednesday, too. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 34 degrees.
For generations, the Cairns family has been rooted in Richland County as small business owners. At Julie Cairns State Farm, you will find a local, dedicated team that leads with honest intentions to properly protect you. Yes, saving money is important, yet so is doing business with local professionals that will be there when you need them. We're here to participate in your lives, in our community's growth, and in helping create opportunities to make positive changes. Yes, you can save money, and yes, we will offer you remarkable service. Yet most importantly, our core values will make you proud to do business with us. Like a good neighbor.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. This is News from the Center, WRCE, 1450 AM and 107.7 FM.
This is suicide rap. We gotta get out while we're young. These tramps like us, baby, we were born to run.
you guys were born to run. I'm joined this hour by Evan Goyke, candidate for the City of Milwaukee City Attorney's Office, as well as Bill Christensen, candidate for the City of Milwaukee Comptroller's Office. I was hoping we could talk a little bit about some of the oddities of campaigning.
Milwaukee Brewer Baseball from WRCE Radio is sponsored by Jones Chevrolet Buick, A&W Restaurant, Badgerland Flooring, Clary Memorial Funeral Home and Cremation Services, Meister Log and Lumber Company, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Bailey Paint and Decorating, Papa's Trading Post, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, Richland Electric Cooperative, Schmidt Woodland Hills, The Shoebox, Walsh's Ace, McFarland's Manufacturing, All-American Do-It Center, and